Laredo Representative Richard Raymond plans to file a constitutional proposition that would classify fees, surcharges, and other revenue-generating measures as taxes, because with an estimated $15 to $28 billion budget shortfall, he expects those moneymakers to be tapped to help close the gap.
But before you go starting to double and triple or quadruple what somebody pays for a driver's license, for a birth certificate, for a hunting license, I think we need to be honest with the people and call them taxes.
He says tough budget years often lead to increases in those areas to help make everything balance. And you don't have to go back too far to find examples. Eva De Luna Castro follows the state budget at the Center for Public Policy Priorities, a progressive state policy think tank. She points to the Telecommunication Infrastructure Fund. It was created to help provide internet connections to rural communities, schools, and hospitals. But by 2003, it had done its job.
In 2003, legislators kept that fee going. Again, it's a tax you had to pay on your phone bill to raise another $250 million. It didn't go anymore to pay for internet connectivity. It just paid for the technology allotment in public schools. So it was used for something technology-related, but it basically just filled a gap that there was in school finance.
This isn't just an issue for Democrats. Michael Quinn Sullivan is with Empower Texans, a conservative policy group that advocates for lower taxes and smaller government. I spoke with him earlier this year about the looming multi-billion dollar budget gap and what lawmakers could do to close it. He'd prefer cuts to taxes and would rather see fees, especially user fees, used to fund government. But
you have to be careful with user fees because it's very tempting to hike a fee so high for an activity that use that excess dollars to fund other things.
And there are plenty of fees collected by the state that could be raised to pay for other parts of the budget. Eva De Luna Castro has her own watch list for the upcoming session.
Anything related to owning a car, anything related to occupational licenses, tuition, they may give permission for that to go up again, although legislators are pretty upset with how much tuition went up since 2003.
There have already been some whispers around the Capitol that increases to car tag fees will be used to help TxDOT fund road projects, which brings us back to Representative Raymond's push to call all those items taxes. He's not necessarily against the idea of building new roads with a higher car tag fee. He just wants politicians to be honest about what they're calling the money raised. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.